All eyes are on the Nationals today as the usual post-election spill for the leadership was called. This time, colourful former Deputy PM Barnaby Joyce was rolled in the party room in favour of his deputy David Littleproud, with Perrin Davey being elected as his deputy. As had become clear, Peter Dutton was confirmed as Liberals leader today with Susan Lee as deputy, and in his press conference, the new opposition leader outlined his policy position.
Our policies are going to be targeted at those people who understand that the Liberal Party is the best when it comes to economic management so that we can pay for our climate change investment, so that we can pay for education and policing and our roads and infrastructure. All of those issues that that are important to people. They're shared commonly in the capital cities and in the suburbs. All I want to do is to make sure, though, that we don't forget about those in the suburbs, and I do think they are the forgotten people. I do think those people in small business and micro business feel that the system is against them. And I want to be a voice for them. I want to make sure that we can help them, that we can see their businesses grow into big businesses.
I asked Adam Simpson from the University of South Australia whether the rolling of Barnaby Joyce's leadership was expected.
I think it's not completely unexpected because it's very clear from this election that the electorate has rejected the kind of politics that Barnaby Joyce has been putting forward all the time that he's been leader and indeed when he was on the back bench. And I think if they'd returned Barnaby Joyce as leader, I think it would have been a very bad look for the National Party as a whole and certainly wouldn't help their re-election chances in 3 years' time.
We've got a woman, of course, as the deputy. Was that something that the coalition really needed to do, both the Nationals and the Liberals?
Yeah, I think this was, again, an absolutely necessary manoeuvre. They clearly lost a lot of support with women, particularly professional women, throughout the country and particularly in very safe Liberal seats. So it really was important for both parties to demonstrate that they'd listened to the result of the election and taken the appropriate action. And I think it's a very good manoeuvre on their part that they've done that.
And what do you do with Barnaby Joyce now?
Well, he's been on the backbench before and he's been in the leadership on a rotation basis. I think he'll return to his electorate. The Nationals, I would hope, would say that the leadership issue has been settled. And I think it's unlikely to see him return to the leadership in the future just because of this electoral result.
But, of course, we've now got a new Liberal leader, Peter Dutton. What do you think that's going to do to change the direction of the Liberals?
Well, he's made a big effort ever since it was clear Josh Frydenberg lost his seat and he became clearly the front runner. He's been very clear in arguing that we haven't seen the full Peter Dutton. He said much the same thing after Malcolm Turnbull was rolled and Scott Morrison won that election, but he was saying much the same thing at that point, that we didn't really know the true Peter Dutton. I think after this election result and effectively 10 years of seeing Peter Dutton in, as he says, very difficult portfolios, it's going to be a really big ask for him to transform his public persona to something that is attractive to, you know, professional women in safe Liberal seats.
Well, we have Susan Lee, who's a professional woman in a safe Liberal seat. Is she going to be able to soften the image, perhaps?
Well, I think with two women in the leadership teams, plus David Littleproud, I'm sure he'll go a long way to improving the respectability of the Liberal National Coalition in those metropolitan seats. Having two women there will certainly help, but Susan Lee is not someone who you'd say was very progressive, and even having her in the leadership team, I can't really see how that's going to transform these teal electorates back into Liberal voting ones.
And what do you think the Prime Minister would make of all this? Would he be quite happy with the team that's being presented to him?
I think Labor after this election, they've been talking about a two-term strategy. They were talking about that before the election. I think it's very difficult to imagine the Liberals, the Liberal National Coalition, winning at the next election. I think the moment Josh Frydenberg lost his seat, that became even more remote. I think Albanese will be pretty happy with the fact that he doesn't have to deal with Josh Frydenberg on the other side of the parliament.
And speaking of Josh Frydenberg, what do you think he's going to do? Do you think he'll come back into the parliament at some point?
He's quite young. I'm sure he'll be considering his options, and I'm sure he wasn't really expecting to be in this situation. It was clear before the election that some of the Teal independents were, the so-called Teal independents were going to do quite well in their seats, but I don't think anyone really thought that they were going to win all six of those. So I think it was quite a shock for him to be in this situation. He's obviously a reasonable performer for the Liberal Party and certainly someone who could bring back those metropolitan seats and professional women back to the party. So I think there'll be some in-depth discussions going on between the hierarchy of the Liberal Party and Josh Frydenberg to see what he does in his future. But he's got 3 years to think about that.
Dr. Adam Simpson from the University of South Australia speaking with me there.